Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are knee-deep in democracy. All this election buzz around the U.S. is causing us to find our best and worst presidential candidates from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All that right after this. Today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. For $60 off your first three boxes, go to HelloFresh.com/MCUcast60. And use the promo code MCUcast60. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, what's happening, my friend?
Man, it's good to be back at it. Not being on that regular cadence for Daredevil kind of had me feeling a bit lethargic.
We missed you on Daredevil.
I know, Daredevil. Man.
But Alyssa Terry did a great job.
So I heard.
Yeah, everyone's like, more Alyssa, less Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, tonight we're doing a weird cast. We want to do something fun and kind of silly. So we're doing best and worst presidential candidates in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. All this voting going on yesterday. So we're doing a little political discussion of who we're submitting for our presidential candidates and who we think would be the worst. Only heroes. We're sticking to heroes.
Yeah. It would be so easy to be like, oh, the worst would obviously be Adrian Toomes because he has zero qualifications right. And he's kind of a dickhole.
Or Thanos.
Right? Like, we don't need to cull the population right. of the world.
So we're sticking to heroes because I think it's more interesting. Although, I do think it would be fun to do this again. Maybe we'll do it next year or 2 years from now. We'll do who would be the best president, best villain president.
Yeah. Oh my
that's
God.
That's a good one. Like top five villain presidents. And I mean, they've even had it in the comic books. So like,
yeah,
we should
Norman Osborn. Obvious.
That's next year. That next year. We'll do that next year.
I'm going to go ahead and start building my list.
All right. But we're sticking to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going to do our top three, each of our top three heroes for president and our worst three heroes for president. I like
this
it.
This is going right. to be so
Let's
fun.
Let's dive in. I'm going to say, I guess you. It's cool if I go first?
Go ahead and set the tone.
All right. My third choice for president.
Yep.
Of all the Marvel Cinematic Universe characters.
Oh, there's so many. Heroes.
They're heroes. They have to be a hero. Is Rhodey.
Rhodey.
He's got a lot of government experience.
Rhodey's on my list, too.
A lot of times. Oh, is he? Nice.
Yep.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and say, where is he?
He's also third.
Also third. If we end up with the same list, I don't know if you heard me. Oh, I have to say something. Me and David C. Robertson from the DC on Screen podcast started a new podcast this week. And spoiler alert for that podcast, we did a breakdown of our favorite Star Trek live action series from 6 to 1, and we went through it without talking about it, and we lined them up exactly. And it was really funny because we didn't even know what we were going to write down as our favorites before. Like, there was a lot of like close calls for both of us. We're like, I might flip those two, and we ended up with the exact same list. It was amazing. We just like went through. So that's your six. Okay, that's my six. That's your five. That's my five. Oh, that's your four. That's my four. So if we do that here, it's just I've been hanging out with both of you way too much.
Yeah.
So number three, Rhodey for both of us. I like it. That's crazy. I think that's that's kind of wild because he's not the biggest character. But he's got government experience. He's got military experience. A lot of times, presidential candidates come from the military. But he's a reasonable guy. He has a public persona. We've seen him like on the Hill. He's a reasonable person. I like him. He's even been injured. Probably got like a Purple Heart or something for that being blasted by Vision thing. Okay, that wasn't at war, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, it was still in service.
It was. I don't know the rules on a Purple Heart, so I don't want to act like I do.
My biggest thing with Rhodey is his reasonability in Civil War. This, you know, as
he comports himself very well.
Yeah, like in Civil War, when they're presented with the Accords, he's like, oh, crap, this is the way everybody feels. I obviously need to take a look at myself and then assess and then see what they have to say and then assess. Like, he's good at taking in outside information and then shaping his thoughts around that with that
absolutely,
in mind.
Absolutely. We talked about it a lot with Superhero Ethics, Matthew Westfox, a couple weeks ago, but we talked about someone being able to look at their... being able to be self-reflective is a big thing that makes someone ethical, and being able to take in other people's opinions and surrounding yourself with other opinions. And it's interesting, because in that movie, there's really just the two of them that are completely on the side of registration. Most of the people that are on the side of the registration, I want to say Natasha, which is correct, but I Black Widow. I don't know why Natasha came to mind. We're on a first name basis now.
that makes sense.
Ms. Romanov, she's there, but she like defects by the ending. And then you've got Vision, but he's like, he's just kind of an X factor, because he's an android who is just new to human experience or whatever, new to life. He was born, well, not yesterday, but previously, pretty recently.
Yeah, pretty recently.
And then you've got Spider-Man, who's on his side, but he's more just like, yeah, I'll help Tony Stark.
He's enamored by Tony Stark, so he's not really doing it for himself.
It feels like the only two on that side that really make the decision are Tony and Rhodey, and Tony is doing it out of guilt.
Yeah.
Rhodey is doing it out of a genuine feeling that it's what's right. And he's willing to look at his own like organization that he is fighting with and say, you know what, maybe we need regulation. And honestly, that's like a president should like seek some oversight and should understand that they're not always right. Like these are really cool aspects of Rhodey. I like him a lot.
Yeah. I actually kind of wobbled on whether or not I was going to put Rhodey as my number one because of that, or my number three, because he's, you know, not, I don't want to say necessarily not electable, but he doesn't have the general likability that most presidential candidates have.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You know what? I might have to swap him to number one. The more I'm talking about him, the more I'm like, Rhodey would be great.
Rhodey for president.
I'll keep my number one, my list the way it is, but if I'd really given it more thought, and honestly, the case you made for him makes me like him even more, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should have put him as number one, because my number one and two, I was going back and forth on, and I finally just had I decided it on a technicality, but the more I think about it, Rhodey might have been a better choice all around. Number two, you go for it. What you got for number two?
My number two is going to be T'Challa.
That's my number two.
Get out of town.
What the? We had the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe to choose from, and we both chose Rhodey and T'Challa right after each other. That's crazy. And I have a feeling our number one is going to be the same.
I really hope not, because I want some difference.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of fun that it's not. It's fun when we go into these things. Like I said, we did it on the Star Trek Universe podcast this week, and it was like the same deal. By the way, let me just pause. I mentioned Star Trek Universe podcast twice. You guys, if you're listening to this, you listen to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. This is me and Jeff. Me and David C. Robertson, who is the who is one of the hosts of the DC On Screen podcast, started the Star Trek Universe podcast this week, and we are really, really, really wanting as many people to go subscribe right now. Even if you're not a Star Trek fan, if you just like me, it would really help us out if you went and subscribed and downloaded. There's like four episodes already up. And if all of our listeners went and downloaded those episodes, we could actually get some traction on iTunes. And that would, for guys like us that are just doing this from our house, it would be amazing to have some actual placement on iTunes. So we have a lot of listeners on this show. We love you all. If you get a chance, even if you don't like Star Trek, maybe you'll enjoy the show. But even if you don't like Star Trek, just do me a favor and go download those first four or five episodes that are up now. Thank you.
Don't do it for Star Trek. Do it for Matt.
Do it because you like us and like our content. But if you like Star Trek, or even if you don't, we might be a good way into it because we're just talking about it and we're not. We talk about the positives and the negatives, and really try to dig into Star Trek. I'm really enjoying that show. It's been a lot of fun. So sorry, had to do a little ad for that. Back to number two, T'Challa.
T'Challa, the obvious qualification for him is that he's the leader of a country, right?
Right. He has the most experience. I almost put him at the top because he has the most experience. Him and my number one kept swapping places. He's got the experience, you know? Like, he knows how to lead a country. One of the things that kind of hurt him for me, though, this is why I probably should put Rhodey at number one, is T'Challa is... I still don't know how great of a leader he is.
Yeah, he's so green. He's so new to the role.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so new to the role of leader, not just, like, leader of the country, but leader at all. Because when we first met him in Civil War, he's just a warrior. He was just an advisor, a bodyguard, still, just a warrior.
He's still been raised to be the leader. So I think, like, there's still something to be said for he's had that experience. But my big qualm is not so much that he hasn't had any experience, but that he is, he's definitely had more experience than anyone else in that role. But I don't see, he's been taught and trained by his family, and we kind of learned from the movie that his family wasn't making the best decisions.
Right. And we saw him tell his ancestors that they were all wrong, but, like, where does he go forward from right. there?
Does he make... And I think the end of that movie, like, there's a great case we made. The same as we made for Rhodey, being able to listen to people who are telling him something he doesn't necessarily like. He actually listens to his enemy. To the truth that his enemy is telling him. So, like, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. The deciding factor for me, the reason he didn't make number one, he's not electable because he's not an American citizen.
Yeah.
I mean, we said we're going to talk a little bit about electability, and I'm like, you know, technically he's not an he's not.
Yeah, that's kind of a huge qualification, is being a natural-born U.S. Right. citizen.
But if we're just going for who could do the job best, I think he's probably at the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know about his electability, though, as far as, like, his he's got the regal air about him, and he would probably do well in campaigning, but he hasn't had to do that, and he hasn't really had to, like, sell himself
right.
as the best candidate.
Being a royal is a very different experience than being a political figure and a candidate and someone who has to be elected. And I think that... like, especially in America today, like the whole royal thing would probably get it. He's like, talk about an insider, you know?
Right?
Like, a political insider. We want an outsider these days, and everybody's always wanting an outsider, and he is not a political outsider. He's been a leader of a country for a long time, except that he's an outsider of the country. So he's a silly answer in a way, but so that's why I probably couldn't make him number one, because he if we were talking about president, maybe we should have talked about president of the world. But
president of the
president
world.
Of the world, but we're going with what we're going with, and I'm putting him at number two because he's not electable, but he'd be a great leader.
He would be a great leader.
We think. We're pretty sure.
Yeah, we're fairly certain. It's a general consensus between the two of us, so that makes it law.
Right. Absolutely. Law on this cast, anyway.
Yeah. It's 2/3 vote. Done.
So, number one.
Go for it.
I have a feeling we got the same one.
Just say his name.
Steve Rogers.
God, son of a...
Is that not...
Are you shitting me?
Is that yours? Yeah, we did it. We did it. Okay.
I have some qualifications, though, for Steve Rogers being number one on my list.
Okay.
Because he's not a politician, which is great for electability, especially in this country. He's not a politician. He's a decorated war veteran. He's a good man. We know that personally because we've seen his story. But as a politician, he doesn't have that background.
Right, but if we're docking him for electability there, I have to say, like, he is a symbol of America, both in and out of universe. Like, he literally fought Nazis, and, like, you could totally see him being, like, you know, like, emerging as a politician in his later life if once he stops being a soldier. Now, I don't think he'd ever run. I think he's a soldier.
No, he wouldn't want it.
He wouldn't want it. He doesn't even really want to be a part of the system anymore, but I just think my main thing for him is he is just a good man.
Yeah, that's his major qualification. Now, what I think he needs is a solid advisory team, a solid cabinet. My qualifications for him, the what would make him a good candidate, is having a super smart and savvy vice president.
You know what we should do another episode on? Build the best cabinet.
Build the best cabinet, yes.
Nick Fury is security advisor. I got Natasha Romanoff is like international affairs or something.
See, I'm thinking Steve Rogers with a vice president of Tony Stark.
That's a strong ticket, but I don't like it. I'll go ahead and spoil. I did not put Tony on my list of worst, but I almost did.
He's my number one.
Oh, his. Well, that's
I think Tony Stark would be a great vice president for Steve Rogers.
See, that's not what a vice president does, though. Vice president is like, I think he'd be a great advisor of some sort. But a vice president is just the next in line to president. Vice presidents over the years have had different roles in the administration. Some of them have almost no role, and they just break ties every once in a while. And some of them are very active, like Dick Cheney was. But like the vice president's main role is he's just the successor. And I don't really want to ever want to see him being your number one worst makes me, like, I guess there is the pro that, like, Captain America is, like, really, really strong and fit, so it's unlikely he'll die in office.
Well, see, I think that Tony Stark as vice president, like, if given time with Steve Rogers as president, Tony Stark vice president can see how good Steve has done and then carry on that legacy. But if it's just Tony Stark by himself on the ticket, then no, I don't want it.
Right. I just think that Tony Stark is too self-involved. He's not a servant. He wants to be a good man, but he is not a servant. And I want a president that is a servant.
Yeah, his moral compass isn't broken. He just does better with a North Star to guide him.
And that's true. That's very true. That's very true. Daredevil Season 3, everybody. Go watch it. What are you doing if you haven't watched it
God, yet? What are you doing with your life if you haven't watched that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
The other thing that I want for Steve Rogers as president is an advisor of Vision. I want Vision to be an advisor for Steve because Vision contains all of the data ever.
See, I think Steve as the decider and the leader, with like T'Challa as an advisor and Tony as a technology advisor and like all these people, all of the Avengers would be great in a cabinet. Like we really should like build, like find out what the actual cabinet of the US is and like pick a position for everyone. That would be a fun episode. Okay. So that's a great one. I like Steve. He's such a servant. He's such a good man and he's not scared to be a leader. And he wouldn't even care about being reelected, which I feel like is one of the biggest problems with our entire system of government, is every politician on both sides, whatever, doesn't independent, all of them, they're all just trying to get the next, they're all trying to keep their jobs. And Steve Rogers would not cow to that. Like, he would absolutely do what he had to do, do what was right. The hard things. He makes the hard decisions, you know?
Yep.
I want that.
I want Steve Rogers for president.
Steve Rogers for president! Oh, Jeff, we're cutting in. You know what time that means.
Is it feeding time?
It's feeding time.
But not for us. No. We have to feed the masses.
We have to feed the masses by telling them they should go to HelloFresh.com/MTUcast60. That's right. We are here to offer a promo code to our listeners. HelloFresh has been kind enough to support the cast this week and give us a promo code. It's HelloFresh.com/MCUcast60. Use the promo code MCUcast60. HelloFresh.com is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated, trusted sources. This is high-quality food, people.
Every single week I've gotten it has been amazing.
Yeah, man. Me too. I want to talk about their global eats options. They bring authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks for exciting new meals. I love this because they let you try things from all over. This week I had Indian food.
And
when 15 years ago I had Indian food for the first time and I hated it. But you
really?
Know what? This week I loved it. Because over the years I've experienced other foods that have like led me to enjoy things that were outside my comfort zone. I'm a more well-rounded person because I try things from other cultures, and their global eats option is a great way to do that. You can, like myself, grow in your food consumption to like all kinds of different things that like you never knew you were going to like, and it lets you experience life on a whole different level. I love it. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipes.
And that's one of my favorite points, is that everything comes in a bag that's labeled, this is for this meal. That way, me with the kids, I can just keep them out of that sack, and they know, like, this is the stuff that goes with that meal. If I bust into this sack, I can't have that meal. And they can look in there, and they can be like, oh, hey, can we have this one tonight? Like, there have been multiple times where they're like, hey, can I have the cheddar? Can we do the cheddar Frico burgers? And I'm like, what are you really? Like, you really like that? They're like, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's really great.
You know, it's got everything in there, and especially the family plan has everything in there for kid-tested and approved recipes and meals. So, you know, it's for the pickiest eaters, and you've got an array of things to choose from, and it's going to be a good thing every week, and you're going to have all your pickier eaters are going to love it.
Get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. We love HelloFresh. We know you guys will too. Go to HelloFresh.com/MCUcast60 for $60 off your first three boxes. Use the promo code MCUcast60. That's HelloFresh.com/MCUcast60. Use the promo code MCUcast60. Do it. Now, we're going to go with our worst. Our worst possibility.
I've already told you my number one worst.
You gave away
I'm sorry.
We're not going to have the same list here because that's not my number one.
Okay, good.
It's not my number one. I think.
Tell me your number three.
My number three is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Ah.
Just a bad call. You know?
Yeah.
Just like I don't think he's not a bad dude. He wouldn't do anything horrible. But he's
just not very good.
He's not at very it. Good at it. He wouldn't be good at it.
he wouldn't be good at anything, really.
No. He's just a doofus, and like he's almost all of the heroes we have in this universe, like, are kind of responsible for their own technology at least. He doesn't even have that. Like,
right?
I think about Tony Stark, and he at least has that sort of, like, Elon Musk appeal that at least Elon Musk used to have before he went a little crazy here lately. Of, like, maybe he could...
What do you mean?
Maybe he'll save the world with his technology. So, like, Tony has that going for him. But Ant-Man doesn't even make his own technology. He's just, like... Well, also, he's an ex-con. He's not electable.
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that says a president can't be a felon.
Oh, no, I didn't say it was illegal. I said he's not electable.
Yeah.
Just like
nobody would like that. They'd be like, I don't know.
He might be able to be elected. He's not allowed to vote in most states. Right. That's my number three.
Yeah.
Just a bad call. Just a bad president. He'd be a bad president.
That makes me rethink my list, because I completely forgot about the smaller...
The smaller doofuses in the crew.
Smaller doofuses.
I think, no pun intended, smaller.
That's what I was going for.
I like it. Yeah, he's not... I think he's the only one I can think of that's like that. Most of them are so serious. I mean, obviously, I think Star-Lord would also probably be bad, but I think Ant-Man has him beat. So, that's fair. That's my number three.
My number three is going to have to be Thor.
Ooh. Also unelectable, also non-American citizen.
Yeah, non-American citizen, not of Earth. but also, just his whole attitude toward leadership is just not good for being president.
No.
He's way too roguish, like, oh, I'm leading, I guess now I'm going to go off and do my own thing. Oh, the people need me? I'm going to go off to back to Midgard, bye.
Also a bit of a warmonger.
Yeah.
Like, he answers every problem with, I'll take my hammer and go off to another planet to defeat that army.
Right?
Maybe they're all legitimate armies that are attacking Asgard, but I have a feeling that Asgard has bred a culture of war out in the cosmos.
What are you doing out there? Come on.
Yeah. I'm not feeling Thor for president.
Yeah. No, not really. Like, I like the guy. Favorite hero. However, not really electable. Not great qualifications for leadership of the country or the world, if we're doing president of the world. It's still not a citizen of the world.
Nope, not a citizen of the world.
Just like wholly unqualified. yeah, that's my number three is Thor.
All right, so what's your number two?
My number two is going to be Star-Lord.
Ah, yep, there you go, the Goofus.
Peter Quill is way too much of a Goofus.
He's just a man-child. I don't know if he's the same kind of Goofus that Ant-Man is. He's just kind of a man-child.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I see that. I see that.
He's kind of useless.
Yeah. He also has none of that self-reflective nature. He always thinks his plans are best.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't want to get political.
Okay.
But if...
He's got the greatest plans. His plans are always the best.
No, I can absolutely... Like, him saying that... You can absolutely hear Donald Trump saying, like...
I know a lot of people who have great plans, and they all say that my plans are the greatest.
Like, what's the plan? That's a good plan, but I have a better one. Let's not do that. Like, what's that line from Infinity War?
Oh, yeah, it's like, about your plan. I like it, except it sucks, so why don't we let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
Yeah, and then he comes out with the same plan. So, like, you would totally see that being, like, an actual Donald Trump line in a speech. So, not to get political, not to take sides on any of that stuff, but it is a funny correlation that I can kind of see all of Star-Lord's lines coming out of Donald Trump's mouth and vice versa. But that's, you know, and say what you will. I'm not even saying anything about Donald Trump. I'm just saying he kind of lines up with Jeff's worst president over there.
God.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so... qualifications, he has none.
None.
Electability, I mean, those abs, though.
Well, I mean, in recent movies, he's been told that he's one sandwich away from being fat.
That's true. That's so funny.
I don't know,
and
though.
And he has a mustache now. Like, he's not even attractive anymore. He's not electable at all. Oh, I love that.
I don't
man.
Know. A lot of presidents have that that dad bod. Have you seen a bodybuilder president before?
No. But you should see Lincoln without his shirt on, though. It's impressive. Just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's definitely a good call. It's a good call.
Yeah.
You've already said your number one.
Yep. Who's your number two?
My number two. Yeah, I'm sorry. Nick Fury.
Ooh.
Nick Fury. He'd be
not really trustworthy.
Not trustworthy. He would not listen to any other advisors. He would be, you know, Patriot Act on steroids. just the government would be running everything if he was president, and he would know better. We'd lose all our freedoms. There's a certain balance between security and freedom that you kind of have to strike to be this country. And he would not be able to strike that balance.
He would strike something.
He would strike lots of things, I have a feeling. There'd be airstrikes, common airstrikes.
Drone strikes.
Strike forces.
Strike teams.
All the strikes. Anything with strike in the name. He'd probably create the two strikes law.
Baseball is his favorite sport.
All right, so that brings us to number one, which you've already said was Tony Stark's your worst. Tony Stark's your worst president, but your best vice president. I gotta say, your list makes no sense, sir.
I think he would be a really good vice president for Steve Rogers simply because they may have differing opinions on some things, but they are the best counter for each other so that they can have that conversation.
We've literally seen Tony Stark, or we've literally seen in the comics, Captain America gunned down on the Capitol steps. And you want to put the heartbeat away from the president, the man you have as your number one worst.
Only because I think he would learn from Steve Rogers' example.
All right. I'm just saying, gotta call bullshit on that.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, my number one. With a bullet, number one worst president hero of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
The Hulk. Thank you. No, enough said. World War Hulk with him, his finger on all the buttons. High stressful job. He has access to all the codes. Like, it's just not a good idea. He has an anger problem, and it could be a real problem in all kinds of ways. Yeah. Hulk is my number one, and I feel like I don't even have to explain it. I don't have to give anything else. Just mic drop, number one, Hulk, all the way.
All I see is just several campaign situations where it's like, sorry, sir, with the banner's falling down. No banner, only Hulk! He just starts ripping the place up.
I'm sorry, you're right. That is kind of two different characters. I meant Banner / Hulk. So he'd be running as Banner, but at any moment, you could have a Hulk situation. But yeah, Hulk himself would be even worse.
Straight up. Can you imagine Hulk being, like, tailored? Like, in a tailored suit?
Oh.
Try to be on stage, like, having notes?
I absolutely can, and I like it. Those big green hands trying to jostle papers around.
Yeah, he's love just trying it. To, like, straighten them, but he can't. And they just keep getting crumpled, and he just keeps getting more mad at it.
Yeah.
He just, like, breaks his podium, and he's like, ah.
Yeah. So, either way you want to say, take that Banner, who gets elected, and then always the risk of Hulk, or just Hulk himself. Either way, I mean, he is my number one worst idea for president.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the temperament for it.
Ah, I get it.
All right. Because
he said that in a movie.
Yeah, you did. You did. All right, guys. Well, that's our little fun episode on who should be the president. If we had to choose a Marvel Cinematic Universe hero. That was fun. That was fun.
That was,
we should do this good. More. Like,
who I want be? A cabinet now. We should make a cabinet.
I'm down. If you guys have ideas for who would be the best or worst president, or if you have ideas for the cabinet, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. We're at MCUcast on all the places, or you can reach us at MCUcast.com. Check out the Star Trek Universe podcast. This podcast is ending right now, which means you don't know what you're going to listen to next. Go to your app, type the Star Trek Universe podcast, and we will pop up. It looks like a little Star Trek logo with a little radio waves behind it. Just go subscribe and just go ahead and download all the episodes so we can you know, rate on iTunes or whatever and listen to them. They're a lot of fun. I really enjoyed making those episodes. Like, it was so different because I've been doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast for a long time. And as I've said on this podcast many times, the Star Trek is kind of my first love of a big, sweeping cinematic universe. And it's just really fun to get into a thing that I love so much. So, thank you guys. Hit us up at mcucast.com, all those places. So if you want to support the cast, go to patreon.com/mcucast. We're going to have some t-shirts soon that are going to be extras from our Patreons. If you want a t-shirt, hit us up. Send us your size so we'll order the right sizes. We're probably going to be ordering them in the next day or two, so do that quick. We'll have some extras either way, but if you want to get your size, do that. All right, guys. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.